Right, researchers at Queen's University have found that the spread of an exotic parasite that actually threatens the UK's honeybee population could be speeded up by global warming. Let me speak to Dr. Paxton, who's very much across this, Professor Robert Paxton. Professor Paxton, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning.
I've must say, during the course of the summer there, I had quite a few of the honeybees about my flowers. I thought the crisis was over, but obviously not.
It's not. No, it's ongoing. It's been like this for the last 10 years or so. Beekeepers have noted higher rates of colony losses, and it varies from year to year. Last winter was fairly mild, and we didn't lose so many colonies. But I suspect this winter it's going to be much more problematic, partly because we didn't lose so many, and the diseases have built up. And one in particular that we've been looking at, Nosema serrani, and Microsporidium, is a particular problem.
You see, I could be mixing up my bees here. Is there a difference between the bee that I'm seeing in the garden and the bee that you're talking about? The honey bee is like the wee buzzy bee that makes the honey, but is he different from the bumblebee, or are they both threatened?
Well, they're both bees. The honeybee is the one that beekeepers keep, and that's native to our shores. So it's widespread throughout Europe and Africa. And in fact, it's been distributed throughout the world by beekeepers. But of course, there's lots of other bees. And in Northern Ireland, there must be about 50 other bee species. Some of them are bumblebees, like the one you've mentioned. And there are other wild bees. They all do the same job of pollinating, but only the honeybee collects lots of nectar to keep it going through winter, which we call in its honey stores. And that's what we can harvest. And that's often why beekeepers keep bees. Now, in terms of the pathogens and parasites that they have, well, some of them are restricted to the honeybee, and the one that we're talking about at the moment, this Microsporidium, is mainly found in the honeybee, but it's also found in bumblebees as well, and it could represent a problem for them too.
How important is the bee to us?
Well, the honeybee and wild bees, bumblebees and such like, contribute about 10% of agricultural production. So Northern Ireland has apples that I think we're all well aware of. There's lots of apples grown around Armagh. Loch Gall is the centre of the apple production. And roughly speaking, about 10% of agricultural productivity is dependent upon bee pollination. And that's the case throughout the world, certainly in the rest of the European Union, UK, Republic of Ireland, or roughly about 10% of agricultural productivity is dependent upon bee pollination. So, I mean, that's a reasonable amount of money.
And is there a crisis coming down the line?
Well, it's been since about 2005, 2006, 2007, when there was a big problem in the US. A lot of beekeepers have noted higher levels of overwinter losses. So maybe in the summertime the bees are okay, or they seem to be okay. Honeybees seem to be okay. But that overwinter, the honeybees die off more than they used to. And it seems like that's a real problem. And why, nobody really knows it. They suggest a whole range of factors like increasing use of pesticides, climate change, use of mobile phones, listening to the radio. I don't think they play much of a role. But probably most important are all the parasites and pests, and there are more of them now than there used to be. And that's partly because we move things around the world, and we move these pests around the world. And it's not just with bees, it's also with us humans. Look at the cold or the flu. We get more of those around and about now because of increasing world trade and movement of people and goods.
So the increased evidence of this exotic parasite that threatens the honeybee here, it's partly down to global warming, and unless we do something about it, it could be another building block that's going to be disturbed in the structure.
Well, we've seen that this new parasite has moved around the world really quickly, probably within 5 years, from probably the late 90s to the early 2000s. It's moved from where it used to be, we think it's used to be originally in Southeast Asia, through across the whole world, including Northern Ireland. About 10 years ago, we first found it in Northern Ireland. Now, it's
how do you find it, by the way? Do you find it in dead bees?
Yes, we find it in dead bees, and we even can look in living bees that don't look very healthy. The way we test, it's very difficult to see because it's almost the size of a bacterium, not much bigger. So we have to use molecular genetic techniques. We have to take the bees into the laboratory, I won't go into the details, but use molecular techniques and then find out what it is that they are, just in the same way that one would find out what different flu variant people were having. You know, they have to use molecular genetic markers to try and find these, to detect what variants are found in people. Same we do with bees. We use molecular DNA sequencing, molecular markers to detect which parasite is in the bees and it's causing the problem.
Should we be worried?
I think we've got to be more concerned. It's not particularly abundant, this new parasite, in Britain and Northern Europe, Sweden, Norway, for example. In Southern Europe, it's very widespread. And our modelling, our mathematical modelling and experiments suggest that if the climate's warmer, it's going to be more of a problem. Now, beekeepers in Spain have had big problems with this parasite. So if the climate gets warmer, we have the parasite that is not particularly abundant. It's likely to become more abundant. So beekeepers have got to be more alert because we're going to lose more colonies to this new parasite.
Professor Paxton, good speaking to you. It's an interesting job that you do at Queen's University at the School of Biological Sciences.